Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be brought low. The crooked shall be made straight, the rough ways shall be made smooth, and all the flesh shall see the salvation of God. This bringing low the high mountains and filling up the valleys highlights for us the importance and the role of humility in our preparation for the coming of the Christ. And the filling up of the valleys is the charity of which the Lord is calling us to give. And so starting with humility, we look at today's reading from St. Paul. And he says, let us be good servants to Christ. Let us be good stewards. But as far as judging ourselves or being judged by others, there will come a time when that will happen. For he says, even I do not pass judgment on myself. For in a sense, what do I know? But I want to just highlight in this judgment, we oftentimes, in the face of judgment, or even what we think people are judging, we want to know if we are standing in a good place. We want to know security. We want to be able to prove, in a sense, our righteousness. That causes a lot of anxiety. And so, this sense of humility that I think we're being called to, especially as we approach Christmas, we put ourselves under a lot of pressure, even in Advent. Like, have we done everything we should for our children? Have I done everything I should be doing for Advent? Is it enough? Will my Christmas preparations help them really experience Christmas? And we can just add up the list of things that we want some level of security in knowing. And I think the Lord is inviting us through the voice of St. John the Baptist to really humble ourselves and say, are we just being servants of the Lord? So maybe another way of saying this. How do we know that we're loving our spouse well? Is it because they've given us a checklist of things not to do and then things to do, and we can go through that checklist at the end of every day and say, we've done a good job? I would argue it is our growing love of our spouse is kind of the testament of if we're loving them well. And there's always greater love that we can share, that we can give, that we can develop and grow within ourselves. That is the clear sign that we are loving them. Now, if we feel like we're loving them and there's this growing love and yet we're not doing the things that they've asked us to do or not doing the things they've asked us not to do, then maybe we're not loving them well. And so this idea of the humility of doing what the Lord has asked of us and then growing and developing that interior love for the Lord, that affection, that desire, that eagerness, and sometimes even painfulness, because we think we haven't loved yet enough. And so it's really, I think, this humility of not trying to hold on to the security of knowing that somehow we've done it sufficiently, but just the reality that the little things that we've been called to do, we are doing. in utter humility, not needing to know for sure if we've done enough, but saying we're doing what we know is right, and in and through that, we are growing in a deeper love, affection, and appreciation for the Lord. And that is, I think, a place of great poverty. Because at the end of the day, we are in relationship with the Lord, and He is the one who's going to judge us. And so as we approach Christmas in these final days of Advent, it shouldn't be for us this fear of the judge is coming, who is going to certainly pull out our weaknesses and put us to shame. But it is the one who is coming will bring out what is true, and he wants to redeem us, and he wants to transform us and make us his. And so we should be looking at the coming of Christ with great anticipation, with this great sense of mystery, of I don't even know who it is that I am called to be. I don't even know the degree of love of which I am being called. But I know the one who is coming will both reveal and transform and make me the person that he has created me to be. And so we come with great humility and trust in the coming of Christ. And then I've talked a little bit about love already, but the filling up of the valleys, right? And it is this love for Christ first and foremost, knowing that he comes in such small, humble ways. And so I think that's kind of the challenge for this Christmas season. It is, how do we see the Lord coming to us in the small, subtle ways, and how do we sit and remain there with him? Like Mary and Joseph in a very poor stable, looking at this child laying in a manger wrapped in swaddling clothes, and they sit and remain with him. There's a silence, there is a mystery, and yet it is overwhelming. And in that time, others come and slowly say and speak the words of revelation of who this child is. And so for us, we find those small little places that the Lord is coming to us, and it is there that we love him, we cherish him, we sit and we remain with him. And then from there, it's not only the love of God that we're called to, but even the love of neighbor. And maybe this is where it becomes particularly difficult during Christmas, because we have the in-laws, we've got the outlaws, and we've got everyone in between that will be coming to our house, or we're going to their house. And so again, we are called to love the person. We are called to be patient. We are called to be humble before them. We are called to bring Christ into the conversation, into the relationship. And so I've been encouraging people this Advent in a particular way, is that if you are in a group of people, it might be family, it might be friends, and you know that they're Catholic, to ask them when the last time was that they went to confession. Not in a, a way of trying to accuse, but in a sense, like, how often do you go? The reason I say this is because there's a lot of Catholics who come to church even every Sunday who still have not gone to confession in years. And we know that there's plenty who don't come to Mass on a weekly basis who themselves also have not come to confession in a long time. And so to try to understand where they're coming from, to be able to listen to them, say, you know, is there something that you're afraid of? Is there something that offended you? Is there something, whatever? To give them the opportunity to talk about that, but then to encourage them. What a great gift and a grace would it be for a number of Catholics who haven't gone in years to come and receive the great gift of the Lord's mercy and to be restored to the state of grace. Certainly it's important for us to do, but it is a time for us, out of love, to invite others to encounter and experience the immense mercy of the Father given to us through his Son. And with the hopeful expectation of Christ coming at Christmas, there is an immense light that comes into the world. And so for even us, for us who go to confession regularly, don't underestimate the movement of the Holy Spirit during this season. We may have confessed the same thing year after year, but maybe there's something new that the Lord is enlightening and bringing to the surface. And if we bring that to the Lord, is that not a new experience of Christmas? A new area of which God's grace is coming to us and is at work within us. Another word that comes to mind, given today's readings of bringing the hills low and filling up the valleys, is the word meekness. In a lot of ways, within meekness is this deep and great humility, but it is in obedience to doing what it is that the Lord calls us to with absolute conviction and speedy response. So it's not, meekness is not weakness. It is humble, it is simple, but it is also super strong and profound. And as I was reflecting upon today's readings, as we approach with eager anticipation, excitement, but also humility, trusting in the Lord's goodness, that as we approach this time before Christmas, it made me think, isn't it so bold for us that we do this every time we go to Mass? We approach the altar rail to receive the Son of God. Every time we approach the altar rail to receive the Eucharist, we are approaching Christmas. We are approaching the Christ coming to us, to dwell among us, to dwell in us in such humble fashion, knowing that he is going to enter and he's going to transform and he's going to raise up something new that only he can do. And again, he does it in such small ways. He calls us to receive him in such small ways, in utter humility, that we can't stand with it in this arrogance saying, look at who am I, who I am. There's not certainty in our relationship with Christ. The certainty is that we are trying to stay in relationship to him, and that he is merciful and he is good. But we have no guarantee that we are sufficient yet. And so we continue to approach him with this hopeful expectation that he is a good and loving God who will give us what we need at the proper time, and through that he will transform us and raise us up. And so today, as we come here to the altar, we approach the altar rail, we come in utter meekness.